Hello.
Hey, Mr. Naylor, it's Matt.
Oh, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. So, remind me and refresh my memory, when does Angie's bill you every month?
Oh, I have to look. I think it's towards the beginning, so if I canceled it now, I wouldn't pay for nothing.
Yeah.
So
it's the beginning of, like, what, next month, you're saying? That's what I thought.
It should be.
Okay. How do they charge you? Do you get so many leads per month, or how does, like, what does it work out?
So they gave me a deal. It was, like, $500 worth of leads.
Okay.
For $375 or something. And... Oh. Each lead costs something, so one lead will cost $17, another one will cost $100.
Okay. Have you gotten all your monies thus far for all the leads? Do they still owe you leads is my question?
They might owe me just a few, but I'd rather cut my losses.
Yeah. I hear ya. Okay. My recommendation is just say, hey, send them an email. Like, you didn't sign a contract with them, did you?
Fuck. Yeah, I did.
Okay, so here's how you get out of it, okay? So, good news is I've seen your situation 1,000 times in my life thus far, so I know how to help you on that. You basically send an email, right, saying, hey, look, I'd wait maybe till, like, Friday-ish, right, so you can try to get as many leads out of them as possible just in case they get a little squirrely with you, which I highly doubt because they still got to pay you, like, give you the leads what you've already prepaid. Right, but just in case they try to get squirrely with you, right, I'd wait probably till like Friday to send the email. Just basically what you do is you send an email, you know, hey, you know, it's not working out, I'm spending all this money, and I'm not getting any results, no phone calls, nothing's turning in anything, and I just can't, you know, be in a long-term contract if it's not working out. Effective immediately, I'd like to stop my billing. Do not charge me next month. I do want to, you know, get all the rest of what I've prepaid thus far, right? And then all you got to do is call your card company and basically block Angie's from charging you again.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to do it that way, or it's like trying to get out of hell. You know, it's that, like, I hate to say it like that, but it is, right? I've had so many clients, right, try to cancel Angie's, and it's not, like, you got to be aggressive like that or you don't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my recommendation is that we can then start working on getting your pay-per-leads together. Now, as I mentioned to you previously, that is a project. Right? It doesn't happen overnight to get those to be able to turn on. Why? Well, we got to do a background check, right? We got to do show them that you have the liability insurance, right? All the, like, those little stuff. But once we do that and the 2 months go by, you'll be able to start taking those pay-per-leads, okay? It might take a month, but just to shoot realistic expectations, it might take 2 months for all the logistics of that to get done. Because what happens is Google puts you at the very tippy top every time you turn on your pay-per-leads, okay? And then they come in the form of a phone call. And what happens is you take that phone call, and if you want the lead, you pay for it. If you don't, then you don't pay for it, okay? So what do I mean? So obviously somebody's going to call you up, right, and start asking you questions. Hey, do you do this or that, right? And then you're going to basically qualify that lead, right, to the best of your knowledge. And if you want the lead, then Google's going to charge you $64 for that lead.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the only downside, and this is why I wanted to jump on the call with you to, like, go over the who, what, when, where, and how, is you do, once you do get pre-approved, so let's fast forward a month from now or and a half, right? So it's, what, January? So let's say the beginning of March, you're pre-approved. You're ready to go, okay? you would have to prepay for 13 leagues up front. Okay, that's how that program works. Okay? So you would basically like a credited account. Well, you do 64 times 13, right? That is going to be obviously $884, okay, worth of leagues.
Yeah. Now,
the nice thing about those is if you're careful on those and you only take a couple here and then turn it off and then take another couple and then turn it back on, right, kind of thing where you teeter-totter it, those, you know, 13 leagues will go a long way. In other words, they'll last you for a while, right, because you're not gonna go out the gate and start taking a ton of them either, but those leagues will help you start scaling, okay? So what do I mean by that? Well, my basic package gets you results, Vincent. It's like a basic package, right, to get you the results, like, you know, onesie, twosie here and there, right? Well, I mean, you don't get a lot because it's $299 you're spending, right? But if you get the paper leads, those will add more leads to the fire, and they're the best leads money could buy because they're not shared with anybody like Angie's. And
yeah,
they're there when you need to, like, get more leads as time goes on. Okay. So a lot of my contractors and remodeling guys and electricians and plumbers, they all take these leads from me because it's like there when you scale it. So if you want to get to like where you're doing 10 grand worth of business a month, right, you need those leads. Okay. Because my $299 package a month's only going to, like I said, get you so much work every month. It still have a healthy ROI, right? But the pay per leads is going to help you scale to that next level. Okay. Yes, you're going to have to spend more money though, right? It always works that way. The more you spend, the more you make, right? But at least those pay per leads are going to be quality. And once you start seeing how they work and how good they are, you're going to want more and more of those because they're really that good.
Right.
So it is some setup though. Like to get it going, we got to pay for your background check and all that. So that's a $250 expense, right? Because we got to pay for your background check and get all the paperwork and get you pre-approved for that. It's a one-time charge when we do get it running. And then when you're ready to like start taking those calls, right, and taking those leads, and you turn them on and off from our app, right? So the nice thing is you're able to like take as many or as little as you want. Like, in some weeks, you're going to take more than others because of how busy you are. So as I always explain, it's like your filler. Does that make sense?
All right.
I mean, can you see how that will help take your business to the next level?
Yeah, you got me sold on that. I'm going to get out of Angie's because it, all their leads coming in are...
Yeah, they're junk. It's just
they don't amount to anything. Nobody wants to pay anything, and then they're 200 miles away. So.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're trying to do is focus on your backyard, help you, like, scale. But, yeah, you're going to have to, like, over time, keep increasing your budget a little bit, right? To shoot you straight, if you want to make 10 grand a month, I don't know what your goal is. Let me start here. What is your goal? Like, if you were to say, Matt, I like to make this amount of money every month, what does that look like?
10 would be a good.
Okay. So how it works is this. Okay, I'm going back to business 101 class. Okay. You know, and I remember learning it in my business school. So, what you have to do in order to grow your business is you have to spend 10% revenue. Okay. And you can Google this, right? 10% of marketing needs to go. So if you're making 10 grand of rev, right, you got to be spending $1,000 on like marketing and leads to make 10 grand a month. Right. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying let's just start pulling that trigger and let's go that big that fast, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is let's get to like 500 a month eventually, right? And then 600 a month, right, kind of thing. And then we can continue to grow it to get to your goal. But to realistically get you to 10 grand a month, even with us and as our packages are seen, you're going to have to spend about $1,000 a month, right? That's realistic. Right.
Yeah.
But I'd
rather something to work towards.
Yeah, something to work towards. It's something like, you know, that we can, you know, continue to keep crawling before we start running. But the good news is once you get the pay per leads going, right, then you're going to really start to see your business take off and off. Yes, you're going to have to, like I said, spend for the 13 leads, $884. That's going to be a, you know, a decent size amount of money. But, you know, you'll be able to, like, kind of pick at it for a couple months before, you know, you go through the full 13 leads, right?
Yeah.
But the nice thing is those 13 leads are going to make you money. They're going to make you more money, right, than any other pay-per-lead that's out there. That's how good it is, right? I have some guys, to be honest with you, Mr. Naylor, right, that's been like 30, 40 grand a month on those leads with us. Okay. And now they have obviously big crews, big sales teams, right? They're much larger companies. But then I have guys like you that are spending $700 to $1,000 a month, right, to scale their business. So, you know, to get to 10 grand, very, very doable, but you're going to have to eventually increase your ad spend, right, to get there. So that's why I'm saying let's take it step by step, one bite at a time. When do you think you want to start, like, getting this going? Because the first step we got to do, it's a 250 transaction that we got to run with each other. And then we got to get all the paperwork done, do your background check. And then when those leads are, like, going to be available, let's fast forward a few months, then you really spend that other money to get that going. So my question to you is, when do you think would make sense for you to want to start getting this going?
Maybe 2 months.
Okay.
I'm going to get out from under Angie.
If you cancel Angie's, then, you know, your next payment, right, which is normally usually at the beginning of the month, so you could just allocate that towards the application fee, right, the $250. We can at least start getting that going, and you're going to have several months of, right, you know, that time frame. And then what we could do, too, if you need more leads, even from us, we could talk about some other things that we could do. But, again, I'm not here just to get you to spend a bunch of money, right? My job is to help you grow, right, and help you be successful long term. Okay. So my conjecture is, you know, spend the $250 instead of paying Angie's early next month with that to get your background check, get all that going. And then whatever you were spending with Angie's, what I think it's a couple $100 a month, put that money aside every single month, right? So when it comes time to prepay for your 13 leads, you've already started saving towards that.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Angie's is not producing any work, huh, at this point?
No, not a single job.
Okay. I mean, do you have any jobs going right now? How's things going for you?
Yeah, I got work just by word of mouth, but.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, my recommendation, like I said, would be really to put some money towards those paper leads, you know? Yes,
yeah.
There's costs associated, but those leads, they add a lot of jet fuel, right? A lot of fire, like fuel on the fire kind of analogy. They will really, really, like, benefit your business, right? Like, I have a roofing company in North Carolina, and they started with my basic package just like you. And then they started working towards getting the paper leads. We just started, like, their application process, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And they're about to be approved, like, any day now. Like, it's moving pretty quickly right now on it. And they're going to start taking the paper leads and ultimately, you know, helping their business go to the next level. So everybody that does this, right, this really helps your business. When it comes to, like, needing that extra work, right? And what the nice thing is, when the phone call comes in, if you don't want the lead, or it doesn't make you, it makes sense to spend $67 on it, all you do is simply say to the customer, Mr. Naylor, hey, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Unfortunately, though, I can't help you at this time, but thanks for calling, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Right.
And you don't get charged for the lead. So the nice thing, though, is you get full autonomy over it, right? And if you do want the lead, somebody's like, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about remodeling my entire bathroom, right? And, you know, I want, you know, somebody to come take a look at it, you know, like, can you come by and da-da-da? And you're like, okay, yeah, I'll definitely spend $67 for that lead because I know, you know, I'll do that. Or somebody calls up and says, hey, you know what? I'm looking for, you know, a roof replacement, right? You know, then, you know, cool thing is we can get you roofing leads with this too, right? So the nice thing about all of this, Mr. Naylor, is there's going to be times when you can't take any more leads, right? That's how nicely, you know, when you have this as a bolt-on, because you might have some projects that are like, you know, making you too busy and you can't run your paper leads, right?
Yeah.
But the paper leads are there to like really like add the fuel when it needs it. And when you don't need it, you just keep it off.
Right.
Do you ever see that video I sent you in the past of my Stingray Electric company? Did I ever send that to you? I know I talk about them like to everybody.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send you this video. I'm going to text it to you right now. Okay. Here, I'm going to text it to you right now, okay? And then I want you to watch this video, but, like, they tried all of our services, right? And they have basically the same package I'm presenting to you with the paper leads. And the paper leads, he really describes how it took his business to the next level, right? So I definitely recommend watching that video. But let's definitely keep in touch, you know? My recommendation again would be to just allocate the 250 to get this thing going, you know, like we can talk towards the end of this month, right? But definitely start working on canceling Angie's. You got to send them an email and then you got to just call your card company and block them, right? And then once we start getting going on the application for these, like towards the end of this month, beginning next month, right? You're going to have a couple months basically to save some money, so when the time comes to pull the trigger on the 13 leads, you already started working towards that.
Yeah.
You see? And so that's all I'm saying. Just reallocate the funds, right? And we can start working towards, you know, building you some steam and finally getting you the results that you're kind of looking for. Okay?
Yeah. Yep. That'll work.
So, like, I'm pulling up my calendar here. You want me to call you Friday the 30th? So not this Friday, but the Friday the 30th? You think that'll be another time for
you?
Yeah,
I think.
Okay. Let's do that. I'll call you, like, what time's usually good? Mornings, afternoons?
Afternoon, probably.
Okay. All right, I'll put you down for a Friday the 30th. Let me just pull my calendar up, see. Okay. You want to do, like, 3:30, does that work for you? That time?
Yeah, it should.
Okay. All right, I'll put you down for 3:30. It'll send you a reminder too. And then we'll go ahead and talk then, but definitely watch that video I just sent you. Okay.
Yeah.
He does a really good job of explaining those paper leads from a business owner's standpoint, Mr. Naylor.
Yeah.
And I think you'll appreciate what he says about it. So, okay.
All right,
sir. Well, you have a great rest of your day. And then, did you download the app and everything? How's that going?
Yeah, I have Local Splash.
Okay. Have you started using the 5-star feature?
No.
Okay. Let me see.
I've seen a lot of things coming in from.
Okay.
Been getting a lot of calls off Local Splash for other
people like you offering leads and stuff, and I'm like,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, when you get, unfortunately, when you get more exposure, that, like, a lot of, like, people try to, you know, try to call in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they try to, like, you know, try to steal you kind of thing. But, yeah, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you an email right now, okay, to your BensonNaylor.005@gmail.com, okay?
Yep.
On how to get the 5-star reviews. Keep using that, okay? And it'll explain to you how to get them, like, using the app.
All right.
You've done a bunch of business in the past with people, right? And so all you got to do is input their information in here. And I always recommend just doing it, like, twice a week, put, like, a couple people in at a time. And little by little and surely by surely, you're going to get more and more 5-stars. So we really want to start increasing that, because we need to work on that while you're eventually going to be taking those pay-per-leads. Because the more credible we show you on Google, the better off you're going to be.
Yep.
Okay. Also, one last thing. Did you ever create a logo for your business?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take
a look. I think you guys did.
Okay, let me take a look. I think we did. Hold on. I want to see. I want to pull up your website here.
It's like a roof.
Yeah? Let's take a look. Okay, so Naylor Contracting. I told you I had a teacher named Mr. Naylor when I was in school, right? So every time I think of your name, I'm thinking back in high school. All right, hold on. And then Lewistown. Naylor Contracting. Give me one second. I want to see your logo. Here's your website. Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. I actually like that. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, you got a free logo out of us. Hey, you can't complain. Okay, so let me... Hey, you see your website. Your website's looking killer, too.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually looking real nice. Okay, here's what I want you to do, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to text you this website real quick. I want you to click on it because I want you to see something, okay? This is what I do. This has been my New Year's resolution, okay? So I was praying the other day. I'm a praying guy, right? And I was like, you know, God, what do you want me to do this year differently for business? And I think he really answered me with this concept. Okay. I have a guy named Lewis Pest Control. Okay. And I'm going to send you his website right now. Okay. And I want you to see this. Okay. So I just texted it to you. When you get it, just click on it. And then I want you to see this picture. Let me know when you click on it and you're on their website.
Yeah, I clicked on it, but I got shitty service. So,
yeah, I hear you. It happens. Let me know when it, like, loads up.
Okay, Lewis Pest.
Okay, you see them standing in front of the van?
Oh, hold on a second.
Wait,
can you hear him?
Yeah, did I send you the right website? Hopefully I did. Hold on. Sometimes I...
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Yeah, no, it's Pest Lewis, yeah. So you see Lewis Pest, and there's a picture of them on their website standing in front of the van. It might not be loading because your reception, you know?
Oh, yeah, I see the van, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is this, and here's what I've been preaching heavily, okay, Mr. Naylor?
Yeah.
Is getting guys to get magnetic signs to put on the side of their car or their truck, right? And you can get a magnetic sign. So you can take your logo that we created and get a big sign and put on the side of your truck. And then on your door, on the side of it, you get another magnetic sign that says Naylor Contracting, your phone number and website, right? So you get two magnetic signs, and they're very inexpensive. They're like, Like for a big one, like a big one will cost you maybe $150. Like in a sign, like for your door might cost you like $80, right? And then you get a picture of you in like a nice polo and some slacks and maybe like some tools in your hand, like a saw or something. And you get a real nice picture taking of like with this kind of look, right? And what we can do with that is we can put that on your website. We can put that on your Google Business profile. And when people start seeing you, especially on the paper leads, it's going to have a very professional look for very inexpensive to do this. And it can really help you boost your business to the next level. Okay.
Yep.
So that's something I would highly consider this year, taking my advice on that, right? And replicating this by, but using, take the logo we made on your website, get it right, like a big sign, right? Like a big, like, I don't know, 48 by 48, you know, like 48 inches by 48, 12, 24, 30. So like a 4x4 sign, you know, and then like having your name on the side of your door, like a, like, I don't know, maybe a 3x3 sign, you know, and having two signs on your, on the side of your truck. Right. And then you have that like real professional, like polo shirt and pant with a belt and like some tools. Right. And it will really help you like show that you're more credible and will like really market it that. I know that was a mouthful, but what do you think of that idea?
Yeah. Hey, look at this. Ranking Geeks is calling me.
Yeah. Like I said, when we get you more exposure, what happens is everybody and their grandmother tries to call you. And Ranking Geeks, hold on, let's see if Ranking Geeks, I know who they are, but I don't even think they're, let's see, I want to see something. I want to see if they're even, like, legitimate. Yeah, they're not even a Google partner. You can just Google that. Is Ranking Geeks a Google partner? And Google says no. So you got to be careful who, like, you even talk to in that sense, you know, because there's a lot of guys out there, like Local Splash, like when you Google as Local Splash or Google partner, let's see what we come at. Splash, a Google partner. Yes, Local Splash is a Google Ads partner and specializes in local search engine optimization. High-rated partner in the industry. That's what Google spits out, so. Again, there's a lot of these guys that try to do what we do. There's a reason why we've been doing it 21 years and why I take the extra step and mile, because I want to help you grow and I want to make sure you're successful. So that's why I do my job. So do you think you could probably get like something like a couple of magnetic signs? Do you need a company? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, I have.
You got
somebody? Yeah, Reagan Perry does. So.
You know somebody that does them?
Yep.
Okay. So there you go. Take our logo that we made, put it on the put a big sign with that logo on there. I would recommend getting a polo shirt with that logo on it. I actually like your logo. I'm really impressed with my team on that. In fact, I'm like, wow, I like that. It's nice, you know, because it's clean, it's colorful, and it's something that will look really good, like blown up on the side of a van or a truck.
Yep.
You have a truck, right, that you drive?
Yeah, big box truck.
Oh, so you can totally do that. Just get two magnetic signs. You don't need to wrap the thing like how they did it, because that's going to cost you money, right? But if you install it magnetic signs, that'll give you the same look, but on a lot less expense. You know what I mean? So you're going to get the same outcome, but a lot less money that you're going to have to spend on doing it. And plus, those two magnetic signs are, like, they're movable, right? So you can, like, you know, if you always get a different van or whatnot, you can just take them with you, okay? So I would recommend working on trying to get something like that going, you know, just so that this year we can do that. Doesn't need to be today. Doesn't need to be next week. Doesn't even need to be this month. But I would definitely keep that in the back burner and work on that as a project to try to get a picture like the Lewis Pest. Because once you do, you're going to stand out way much more, right, than your competition in the area. And the cool thing is, Mr. Naylor, having that, like, photo, I'm telling you, a picture speaks 1,000 words. That photo helps Lewis Pest a lot. stand out, right? And we got it all over the place. We got it on their website, obviously. We got it on their Google business profile. We have it on ads, right? So I'm really working hard this year to really, like, talk about that more so that my business owners can, like, succeed like they can.
All right.
Cool, man. Well, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I did email you how to get those 5-star reviews, so definitely take a look at that. And then, like I said, we will talk at 3:30 on
30th.
Friday. Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Okay?
All right.
Hey,
yep.
Yeah, text me if you need anything else, and then we will definitely keep in touch. And like I said, if you do need anything, let me know. And let's work on the bigger goal, and that's getting you those paper leads, okay?
Yep.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk soon, okay?
All righty.
You take
Thanks.
Care, sir. Yep. All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.